Welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. Grateful to have you listening in. We started a new series a couple weeks ago called Playlist, where we're looking at the Psalms and how we're talking about how God writes the lyrics of our souls in the Psalms. The Psalms have over 150 poems and songs that were written, a lot of them by King David, and in those, we see all the gamut of human emotions, from anger and frustration to joy and elation and everything in between. And it really gives us words to pray to God. Like, if whatever we're feeling, it's in there. The psalmist writes in Psalm 42, the first two verses, "As a deer pants for flowing streams, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God?" The entire psalm is a kind of a lament and a cry of desperation from the psalmist to God. And in this, it starts out by saying that, you know, this psalmist, like, just like a deer would pant for water. So think of how any animal, when they don't have water and it's dry and it's hot outside, the animal just sits there and pants because it's so desperate for water. That's what the writer's trying to say, that in the same way that an animal would pant, a deer would pant for water, he is panting. He is desperate for God. It's an interesting start to this psalm. It goes on and talks about all these ways that he's struggling with heartbreak and depression, and he's overwhelmed. He feels abandoned by God. He feels ridiculed. And in the end, he doesn't allow what he feels to decide for him what he's going to do with his worship. He chooses to worship God. And really, I think what that does for us is it reminds us that what we feel in the moment isn't exactly the best indicator of what is true. That those things that we are struggling with might be true, but that doesn't mean that God has really abandoned us. It doesn't mean that God is not involved in the things that that we're struggling with. I think that first line about the deer and the water and him panting, this is where I think it would help us, is to recognize that thirst that's in our soul. Because a lot of times I think in my life, and maybe in your life, we long for things that we don't recognize what they are. And we think that something's going to fill that longing. And so we find our thing. We find our niche, whether it's parenting or it's in relationship, or whether it's, you know, whatever our job is at the time that we're trying to conquer and really do really, you know, just well at. We find things to kind of put our life into, and we think that's what's going to fill us. Now, some of those things are really great things, and some of those lead us to very bad outcomes. You know, a lot of sin happens when we're trying to fill that hole in our life with sinful things that might for a second please us, but in the end, they leave us empty. And I think what the writer is saying is that his soul, that hole in his soul, he knows only God can fill it. This is a person who has had experience with God, who has worshiped God, who has written songs to God, who's been in community with God. And in this particular moment in his life, he feels empty, but he knows that that hole isn't going to be filled by anything else. And he's crying out to God, saying, "God, when can I come before you? I want to come and be in your presence. I want to sense your connection to me." And I think for us, that's the thing. We need to recognize that those things that we're long for most are going to be fulfilled by God. It's just so easy for us to fill them with immediate things because our culture is so, everything is so readily available. And it takes a lot of work for us to recognize that we're trying to fill it with spending money, with hard work and trying to get affirmation, or maybe we're trying to fill it with relationships. And I think this writer's saying, no, God, you're the one. I recognize that you're the one who's going to fill my soul, and I'm longing, just like a deer would pant for water, I'm longing for you, God, to come fill this. I want to come before you. God, I pray that you help us have that same recognition in our minds and hearts that only you can fill that longing in our soul. And I ask you, Father, to help us to reach for you, help us to be desperate for you in the same way, especially when things are going well, that we wouldn't allow life to come on us and drive us away from that. And God, for those who are in a season where it's difficult and they've been wondering, maybe a little heartbroken or longing or feel abandoned or ridiculed or whatever it is, God, I pray you would meet them right where they're at, that you would show up with your presence, that they would sense you and fill their soul with who you are, God, the truth of your majesty and your salvation and your grace and mercy in our life. And we ask that in your Son's name, amen. Well, take a second before you move on to the next thing in your life. Take a second with God and say, God, show me where I've been trying to fill my soul with things that aren't you, and help me lean into you. Well, till next time, God bless.